呢？
The colors of Christmas are bright and are true. They say of God's love are for me and for you. Blue is the sky where the angels appeared as they sing peace on earth to the shepherds were feared.Happy birthday, come to me, The bright star lands to heaven's two lights. The Magi's way to baby in the manger who was born on Christmas Day.Lord, make us a light like the ones on the tree that shine so bright to all the sea. Save the King and Jesus, save the Master.Purpose for the suffering and death on the hill.
Me did it.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David, Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Glory God in the highest, peace on earth. Towards men.
Angels gathered in the night sky for a brilliant announcement like none other.
Jesus came to this world as a baby, and the angels are so excited so they let the world know about it.
And Luke 2 tells us that suddenly there was a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God on the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Even though his arrival was over 2,000 years ago, it was a night mankind would never forget. What did Jesus mean to the angels? His coming meant good news of great joy for all the people.
Angels from the realms of glory, with your fire all the earth. Yea, who sing me creation's glory, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
On a hillside out of Bethlehem, the angels of message of Christ's birth was a group of lowly shepherds tending their flocks at night.
When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see the scene that has happened which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
When they had seen him, they had spread the word concerning about what had been told him, and everyone who had heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. What did Jesus mean to the shepherds? He meant hope for all mankind, that he would come to earth and humble himself, being like them.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi came from the east and asked, "Where's the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw the star when it rose and came to worship him."
"Following the star in the sky, these wise men set out on a long, long journey.
The star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What did Jesus mean to the wise men? He was a gift more precious than any gift they could ever give him."
Some Christmas is giving sparkling and lights on a Christmas field tree filled with lots of decorations. For other Christmas is giving bringing to the red and green packages shimmering with ribbons and bows.
And to some, Christmas can mean dashing here and there from one store to another trying to pick out that perfect gift.
Yet without Jesus, there's no angel on the announcements, no shepherds on the hillside, no manger filled with hay, and no gifts from the wise men.
What does Jesus mean to me?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Jesus means Christmas to me.
Jesus was the King of Jews. What does Jesus mean to you and me today?
As it was told by the prophet Isaiah, "For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called
Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Thank you.
Hey, let's give a warm welcome and a round of applause to both Kathy and the children. You know, they started working on this way back in the early fall, and they have worked really hard, and I really do appreciate it, because I told you our hearts are going to be warmed, and we have been reminded of the true reason for the season. And I hope that you leave here tonight believing and knowing that Jesus does mean Christmas. Amen? Amen. So, Kathy, thank you for all your hard work, and again, kudos on a great job. Job well done. Job well done. That sounds great. So, yeah, so if you would, let's go ahead and bow for a word of prayer. And again, please join us in the fellowship hall as the children are in there, and you can let them know how great they did tonight. And there are plenty of cookies and plenty of refreshments, as Kathy has said. So let's bow for a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for the reminder that the children have given us tonight. And it does warm our hearts to think about what happened 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, as your son came to this earth, and he came to unassuming parents named Joseph and Mary, and there were people who were informed via angels and a star, and they came and gathered around that manger in that unlikely gathering to celebrate and worship a newborn king. And now 2,000 years later, we here tonight are worshiping and celebrating not only the birth of your son, but his life and his death and his resurrection as believers in Jesus Christ. And so I just pray that all of us would carry that joy and hope with us throughout not only this season, but every day of the year. I do pray that you would just bless the food now to our bodies that we'll partake of. And I pray that these children would understand how they have warmed and touched our hearts tonight. And we thank you for their testimony. And we thank you for all the hard work that went into this performance. I thank you for Kathy and her leadership and other adults that stepped up and did all the behind-the-scenes work, as well as being a part of this performance tonight. So we thank you. We give you the glory, Lord. And again, God, I just pray that we would enjoy our time of fellowship now. And thank you, Father, for the reason for this season. Jesus truly is the reason and the meaning behind Christmas. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.